Would you pray with me? Holy God, we give you thanks for the story that makes this night so special. And we pray that we might see your truth in it for us. It might be a different truth for each of us. But help us to hear you speaking to us. Help us to hear your angel song coming to us with the words we've heard. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. As most of you know, I did this little thing this past week and a half called singing the entire Handel's Messiah Oratorio. And I'm always struck by the fact that the Messiah, this huge work that is full of notes all over the place, starts off with a very beautiful and almost plain "Comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people," the tenor solo. It seems to capture, though, the sense of tonight as we gather here, because we're finally at that point where maybe we can begin to feel the comfort. The gifts are bought, possibly wrapped, possibly not. You've had your Christmas Eve dinner, or you're going to have a big dinner tomorrow, but that can wait. And there's nothing else to be done right now. A number of years ago, I shared with you that I always loved Christmas Eve, because by then, if it ain't done, it ain't going to get done. And yet, to our 21st century minds, saying "comfort ye" is about what tonight is about, seems to demean it a little bit. Unless you look at how Isaiah says it, and you understand that for the prophet, it was so much more. You know, scientist J. Robert Oppenheimer once said that the best way to send an idea is to wrap it up in a person. And in essence, that's what we're talking about tonight. God sending an idea to humanity by wrapping it up in the baby born in the manger. Now, the theological word that we have for that is the incarnation. Incarnation means in the flesh. Jesus was the incarnation of God. God in the flesh. Jesus was the way that God sent God's idea to humanity. The name Jesus means God saves. The Gospel of Matthew also mentions naming the baby Jesus to Joseph in a dream. And then it's also repeated in that same first chapter of Matthew, the words of Isaiah from chapter 7, verse 14, "And ye shall name him Emmanuel," God with us. Now we know that the prophet of Isaiah wasn't speaking about Jesus, but we talk about Jesus as being Emmanuel, God with us. And so it also has that salvific connotation to it as well, as Jesus saves. The truth is, and what kind of struck me this year about it, is that what saves us from ourselves, what saves us from anything outside of us, is the birth of the God-child. The entering of God into our fragile, tenuous earthly lives. Think about it. God sent God's Son as a baby, an infant. It doesn't get much more fragile and tenuous than that. God is a part of us because God has shared and continues to share what we live and what we experience. Recently, I came across the following stories. Long ago, there ruled in Persia a wise and good king. He loved His people and He wanted to know how they lived, how life was for them. He wanted to know about their hardships. And often He dressed up in the clothes of a working man or a beggar and He went to the homes of the poor. No one whom He visited had any idea that He was their king. And one night, He went to visit a very poor man who lived in a cellar. He ate the coarse food that the poor man ate, and He spoke cheerful and kind words to the man, and then He left. Later, He went back and visited the poor man again, and He revealed to him that he was his king. The king thought then that surely the poor man, would ask for some kind of gift or favor. Most all of them had. But the poor man didn't. Instead, he said, "You left your palace and your glory to visit me in this dark, dreary place. You ate the coarse food that I eat. You brought gladness to my heart. To others you have given rich gifts. To me, you have given yourself." And to me, that's the story of Christmas. Whether you believe the story as it actually happens the way I read it in the Bible or you don't, it's still a story of God's presence, of God giving God's self to us. Jenny Warner is a blogger for a website called Patheos.com. She wrote a piece entitled, "Give Me Incarnation Before Resurrection." She said, "Give me incarnation before you give me resurrection. I want to love this world before I consider changing it. And I need to be loved as I am before I can be changed. Transformative power resides in love, not in domination." By God sending love, as the old carol says, love came down at Christmas. God loved us first before the transformative stuff started to happen. And then again, there's the truth. You cannot have a resurrection until you have an incarnation. And there's a deeper truth to that. While they both involve love, the incarnation is God loving us even before the beginning. Even before God began to teach us through the life of Jesus, the one whose birth we celebrate. Now, it's true, the resurrection is glorious. I'm not trying to take anything away from it. It's triumphant. But Christmas, the incarnation, is something totally different. Takes us deep into ourselves, to our inner beings, where we can find a wonderful, abiding joy. It's a joy that blesses us with the sense that we can endure anything because we're not alone. God has come, God will come, and God is here tonight within each of us. The one who saves us was born. That's the message of the angels. Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. The loving, creative Word, as the Gospel of John describes Jesus, has entered our lives, our world, our existence, our very being. Warner writes, "Give me incarnation. If God is embedded in my flesh, I will not be afraid. If I am one with God at the very foundation of my being, I no longer need to separate myself from pain or suffering or be afraid of it. It carries no threat, for I am what I hold most dear in an undifferentiated union with the love of God. The kingdom has come among us and is within us." And if we listen, we can hear the voices of the angels singing. singing glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom He favors. We can hear it, because if we understand that God is within us and with us, we'll be singing right along with Him. The Hallelujah Chorus of Easter is wonderful. That's the one everybody stands for. But I find Comfort Ye very stirring in its simplicity. And even more simple are the words of that old carol, Away in a Manger. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask Thee to stay. Close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in Your tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with Thee there. The truth of this night is that Jesus is near. The Word of God is near. As near as our own human flesh and experience. Thanks be to God. Amen.